Air Canada wants you to fly the better way. So try the better way and fly premium economy to Europe and Asia.
What's the catch? Tiny seats?
Actually, our reclining seats are bigger and more comfortable.
No movies.
We offer over 600 hours on a larger screen.
Typical airplane food?
Our upgraded meal and beverage offering is not typical at all.
Do I get a pillow?
And an amenity kit, too.
Ooh, amenities.
Try our intimate premium economy cabin and get $250 off two tickets to Asia. Visit aircanada.com/save250 to book today. Hurry, offer ends December 21st. Conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics, hottest music, and the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. You can hear the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA through Stitcher. Stitcher is a radio on demand. Download the free award-winning app today. Listen anytime, anywhere. We have a great show this evening on ways you're sabotaging your sex life and how to stop. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Nicole Martin. Are you there?
Hi. I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. And we also have a lovely guest with us tonight, who is Meg Butler. She's a writer for the lovely Madame Noir, and she's great. She's based freelance writer, and she has a daily column on Madame Noir, and she's great. She's going to be joining us shortly to discuss how to stop sabotaging your sex life in ways that you are doing so. But Nicole, before we get into the juicy topic, I want you to talk to the audiences about your great weekend. I saw amazing pictures for your little pop-up. It looked phenomenal. How did it go?
It went really well. So for the listeners that don't know, I vended for the first time at an event. Excuse me, guys, I'm losing my voice. It was an event in Trenton, which is where I live, and it was called Girls Night Out. So they had various vendors, and the coordinators basically offered many services to these women, like pedicures, massages, quick hair treatments, and do-over. So it was really nice. So I got the opportunity to come in there and vent, and it was so amazing. I got to talk to so many women, Karish, and you know, my slogan is I know I can, meaning it's never too late to begin in anything, especially in fitness. But these women came to me with their I know I can story. So it was very wonderful, it was powerful, and it was very uplifting. So you know, I'm on cloud nine right now.
That's amazing. Yeah, I saw the pictures and everyone looked phenomenal. You, of course, looked phenomenal. And for our listeners out there, Nicole, why don't you let them know where they can find all your amazing apparel?
Yeah, they can find me on Etsy.com at www.enokenfitness.etsy.com. Thank you so much. And thank you, Karishma, for mentioning it. That's so sweet.
Oh, well, okay, so let's dive into our juicy topic tonight, Nicole. What ways
yes.
you're sabotaging your sex life and how to stop?
Yes.
What do you
yes.
think of this topic tonight? It's quite, it can be, I think it's going to be quite interesting.
Yes.
There's
I definitely
various
agree.
Different ways.
There is. You know, and I really just feel like it really boils down. What do you think, Karishma? Does it boil down to having your own insecurities or just scared to explore outside of the box? Are we rigid, or are we just insecure, or all of the above?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I do agree with insecurities. I think it's also about that fear of trying something unknown to you. You know, coming out of your box can take a lot. Sometimes you get comfortable, you know, you have your 1, 2, 3 moves that you're comfortable with, but it can become the same thing every day. And it's like,
yes,
I know I'm good at this, and this,
but I don't know if I want to try that. Or maybe, you know, you're afraid if you won't like it. And sometimes I think a lot of times what happens is you can be afraid to discuss it with your partner. I've had a lot of friends, I've seen it many times where, you know, I've had friends that they want to try something, but they're afraid to express it to their partner because they think that, oh, maybe, you know, he'll think that then I'm this kind of way, or that, you know, I'll get these ideas about how I am, and then he'll think I'm into everything.
Right.
And it's like, it's just about having that open communication, which I know when T joins us, or if she's able to join us tonight, she would definitely say it's all about honesty.
She is all about it. All about, all about communication and honesty with T. So, you know, you're right. Those points are so right because, you know, how many times have you sat in a circle with your girlfriends and we kind of want to do different stuff. We, you know, we have fantasies in our own head, but when it comes to executing them, Lord knows I have my own little fantasies, but, you know, I'm just like, Lord, because I don't want to look like a jackass or I don't want to seem unsexy. See, my luck, I've, you know, tripped on something and busted my head, you know, just, I don't know. So, and then I know a lot of times women come to me and they tell me, like, they just have insecurities with their body. They don't feel sexy. Mm-hmm. They're overweight. They're flabby here. They have cellulite there. So, you know, it's really about loving yourself and being secure within yourself. And as this one wonderful article states, you know, just if your man finds you sexy and he's loving it, then you just got to go for it. Correct? Am I correct, Chris? Like, so what?
I completely agree. I think, you know, you hear so many tales of it's very hard to be, you know, when you're completely naked and you're letting everything out there, even if it's with someone you really love, other than yourself, it gets, you know, it takes time to feel that comfortable. And sometimes you might think like, oh, the lighting should be like this, or, you know, the way you see it. Like, I know a lot of friends, especially even me, after watching Being Mary Jane with Gabrielle Union, I'm like, oh my gosh, how is she looking good? Like everywhere she walks, I'm like, I'm over here like, oh, not this angle because my double chin will come out, or, you know, something like that.
Oh,
like,
right.
You see all these things in the media that everyone, you know, looks so great and they're doing this and that. And sometimes I feel like people can get very insecure, and then that just takes them completely out of the moment. So they're not even enjoying their sex lives. They're not looking forward to the time that they're getting intimate with their partner. It's something that they'd rather avoid. And in that, it can, you know, turn into sabotaging their relationship because they start to block away because you don't want to be maybe honest about why you don't want to take it to that level. You'll make up excuses or blame it on something else. And so it could definitely, it may start with just sabotaging your sex life, but could completely go into sabotaging your complete relationship with this person who probably doesn't even care and doesn't even think about those things at all.
Right. And guys, literally, they don't even care. They don't even care. I love Cat Williams, like the old Cat Williams before, you know, he went a little bit left. But in one of his comedy segments, he talks about something about a woman is so crazy and they're like, oh my God, my nail polish on my hand doesn't match the nail polish on my feet. And Kat is basically like, who gives a F? We don't care. You know, we don't care if you don't match. They don't care. Men don't care. They're just like, you know, whatever. They're just fixated on one thing. And you know what it is. And but men love the bedroom drama. So Karish, oh, my God, I have to say this, and I told Denise, I'm going to put her on blast. Our producer, listeners, is so funny, and she talks to us behind the scenes, and she makes little comments. So, Denise, you got me hollering over here, and Denise has let us know that with her trying to be sexy one time, she literally fell off the couch when she was performing a dance number for her boyfriend. So, oh my God, Denise, you're so crazy. We love you, girl. So she just keeps it real. So if you know Denise, oh my God.
That is hilarious. Denise, and for all of you who don't know Denise, I'm not sure, she is one of the hottest ladies I know.
Yes,
she is phenomenal.
Is.
And she is stunning. She is so much fun, too. She is So that's why it's fun. Like, I'm sure that turned into a memory for her and her man. It's like they can talk about it and they can laugh about it, which is what's so great.
Right. Right. Definitely an icebreaker, right? Oh, my God.
I think we have some unrealistic standards of what it's supposed to be like, you know, especially I think the first time when a couple gets together, because it's like, okay, we're taking it to this next level. You know, in his mind, he wants it to be the best thing for her and she wants it to be amazing as well. And they kind of have this, you have this idea and you build it up in your head of how it's going to go. And then, you know, something like that happens where Denise just fell right off the couch. So
pretty funny. Right.
She's so funny.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny.
So I think it's definitely about, you know, not worrying too much about the moment, right? What do you think? What is the downfall of when a couple first get together?
I agree. You just got to live in the moment, basically. But we all do that. I know I love to fantasize, and I like to play things out of my head, from what I'm going to wear to how I'm going to move to what I'm going to say. And it never turns out right the way I scripted or whatever. Sometimes I don't do stuff at all. And I think we, too, get caught up. We get caught up in the movies. How many times have you watched a movie and it's this great lovemaking scene and you're like, oh, my God, like I want that so much. And you go home and you try to emulate that and it's nothing like the movie. Or we're so caught up in these Beyonce videos, you know, on the beach. I'm like, come on. Like, that's not how it's working for me in my life. So I don't know, because, like, I can't tell you the last time I've been on the beach at night with my man. It just ain't happening. So
definitely.
So, you know.
We're going to go to a quick song break. Speaking of Beyonce, we're going to go listen to some Beyonce's Formation. And then after the song break, when we come back, we will have Meg Butler from Madame Noir with us to give us some more juicy details. So now you have Beyonce Formation.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, boy. I'm a star, I'm a star, 'cause I play, I play, I play. information. I slay. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper. You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, have sex and then blow dang. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in the street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at two keys or ten roof? Turn up, we until we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical and fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them hoes can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your ass in my grip. College, make you wanna strip. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
Hey, this is Motown recording artist Kim. Tune into the LoveZoneUSA.com, and I'll talk with you soon.
Want to listen to your favorite songs while cooking in the kitchen? Connect a pair of bookshelf speakers and stream music from your phone to hear your music while you cook your man dinner, or better yet, while he cooks dinner for you. Back to the Girlfriend Network on the LoveZone USA. I am here with Nicole Martin. And I'm going to introduce our lovely guest, Meg Butler, writer from Madame Noir. Meg, are you there?
I am here. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Wonderful.
Hi,
welcome
Meg.
To the show.
Hi. Good to be here.
Hi,
oh, Meg.
How
are you?
Okay, Tahira, I heard you were on with us. Hey, Tahira. Meg,
hi,
we have a
Meg.
Third host with
you?
Us, Tahira, as well. So welcome to the Girlfriend Network.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome
to
Tahira as
here.
Well.
What
Meg,
happened?
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and where they can find you on social media?
Okay, so my name is Meg Butler, and of course I'm a writer for Madame Noir, where I cover lifestyle, relationship, culture, and you can find me on Twitter at Meg the B, that's B-E-E, with underscores. And, yeah, so if you have any questions about relationships or things you want to see covered in the magazine, feel free to shoot me a tweet, and we'll try to cover it.
Wonderful. So our topic tonight is sabotaging your sex life and how to stop. So you wrote a wonderful article about this, which I also found really cute and funny. What do you think some of the main points you said was a lot about, you know, body issues, and you were saying turning off the lights and just insisting because it takes time to shake it, right? So what else do you think are the kind of big ways we are sabotaging our sex lives?
I think that one of the biggest ways that we sabotage our sex lives is not taking the time to get to know our bodies. Because a lot of the time, you know, you kind of fake it till you make it because you want him to feel good or it's boring and you want him to stop. But I think it's important to, instead of, you know, being okay with sex that isn't great, stopping and taking the time to redirect him and tell him, you know, this is, it might be an awkward moment, but, you know, unless you're going to let something you don't love keep happening, you got to stop and say, hey, you know, let's try something different. Let's move here. You know, don't be afraid of the awkward moment and kind of take control of your love life.
Okay, Meg, with that being said, this is Tahira. Like, we're a love show, and we talk about these topics all the time. Now, is it okay, like, when that awkward moment happens to use it, like, okay, because, you know, it could be guys don't like react, you know, they don't like denial. They don't like rejection. So, like, how do you transform that to an educational sexual opportunity for the couple? What would your suggestions be? Like, okay, that's not the spot. You don't want to make them feel bad, but you want them to make you feel good. So
right, instead of, like, a mic drop moment.
Yeah, how
where
do you, like, what's a good example of, like, okay, let's transition this awkward but educational moment for our relationship. How do you suggest that, you know, to transition it?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, a little bit of it is at-home practice maybe. So I think it's important to know what you do like and what does get you to the finish line before you jump in bed. So, you know, when it happens, instead of saying, you know, stop, this is terrible, you can
or
just,
laugh.
You know, suggest, right.
Or laugh.
Damn. Yeah, don't laugh at the poor man. But instead say, you want to sometimes, though. But you can instead say, you know, let's try this position. Let's, you know, whatever you've practiced at home, maybe, you know, going faster helps you, maybe slowing down, maybe, you know, there's a fantasy you want to play in your head, you know, just practice at home and know a direction that you need to go in. Maybe it's time for him to go downtown. Maybe it's time, you know, for just have a direction in mind, I think, as opposed to just saying, stop, this isn't working, you have to figure it out. Because I think that's what a lot of it is. We have to, you know, sort of reclaim our sexuality and give directions. You know, I think a lot of the times you leave it up to the guy, right? Like, I hope he's good in bed. I hope, you know. And,
or you get complacent. Like, I mean, I guess it would be the opportunity to get serious about sex. Like, okay, we've been playing with this so long. Let's get down to our bottom line needs. Like, you know, I'm going to need you to put that tongue right here, right now. Like,
right.
So it's okay to take the lead in it and just be like, okay, and have that serious sexual conversation. Or do you think, like, I don't want the person to say, like, oh, she's just trying to control everything. Or, you know, when you find there is room for opportunity, is it okay to take the lead?
I think it's okay to take the lead because otherwise, like, you know, you end up in a situation where you enjoy being with your partner sort of intimately, but you're not getting where you're going. And if you're in a long-term relationship, that can be a, you know, you're having unsatisfying sex life for a long time. So I think, and I think men have to get more comfortable with that. I think that's just, you know, women should take active roles in their sex lives. And maybe men need to change, you know, if they're uncomfortable with getting direction, like, I don't think that's okay, you know?
Because ladies, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, ladies, Karishma.
I completely agree. I think it's always great to kind of, like me and Nicole said earlier too, we mentioned you, we said open, honest communication, and we said if T was listening right then and there, she would have said the same thing. I definitely think it's great for a woman to take charge, and I think it's important that once you're able, if you're going to be intimate at that level with someone, you have to be honest, and you have to tell them, hey, this is what I want, and no fear behind it. What about you, Nicole?
Yeah, I agree. I think there's times where men absolutely love to be dominated, and there's times where a woman absolutely loves to be dominated. So it's like a equal push and pull, I think. Like, I love it when my guy talks crap to me. Like, sometimes I have to stop and be like, who the hell is this? Who the hell are you talking to? Hello? Like, oh shit. Somebody totally different just showed up here. You know, and sometimes I think I say things that shock him. So that makes it, you know, fun and interesting. So, yeah, and then sometimes I play a game with myself. You're like, okay, you know, you're not Nacon, you're Consuela or whoever. Like, your alter ego has to come out. Because, guys, truthfully, I'm very shy, you know. So,
we all are.
I don't believe that about you, Tahira. I see you, like, I don't know. Well,
Megan, you wouldn't believe
I don't believe it. I don't believe
it. This is the question I have for the girls and Megan. Like, what happens? Because this actually, you know, sometimes I give my experiences. This actually happened to me. I took full control, and the guy swore that I had a dual personality. He said, you have another personality, and you like to role play. I said, no, this is me. So what happens when you really get into it, you're, like, committed, you understand who your sexual self is, and then they think, you know, like it's an alternate personality or something like that. What happens when that happens, when you're, like, charged up and they don't have the same – they're just not there. How could you, like,
when
get
they're not
them
matching
to the level
your of, level of take
yeah, your level of, like, sexuality?
Yeah.
I think that there are also, you know, if you're not comfortable or he's not comfortable with the confrontational route, like, sometimes there are things you can do on your own. Like, you know, I think that a lot of women have trouble, like, when you're almost there, like, you get distracted and it's hard to, you know, focus on the finish line. So sometimes, you know, try a fantasy. Sometimes I think it's about helping yourself get there, maybe if he's not willing to help you get there. But I think eventually you have to, if you're going to keep being with your partner, maybe find another way to communicate to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know, what do you ladies think? What's another alternative?
Like,
I think every relationship is different. You sort of have to feel out, like,
right,
what your partner is comfortable with and how you guys can get there together.
Mm-hmm. I think
definitely,
yeah.
I agree. Go ahead, T.
I think communication, as far as, like, if you're not reaching him that way, I'm all for one, like, going old school, like a love text, or, you know, just say, when I get home, this bub, it's going to happen, or, you know, guess what I'm wearing or not wearing, like, little cute things like that via text,
right,
and use technology just to kind of, like, and put the anticipation in the air, and then when he walks through that door, it's like, what's going to happen to, like, old school foreplay, maybe an option of communication if, you know, he's not at the level where you are, just to kind of, like, work it in.
Definitely, I completely agree with you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We're at a red light. Go, Carissa.
Go.
Carissa.
I was just going to say that I completely agree with Keith. And it's also about, you know, what may have worked with a past relationship may not be the same with your current relationship. So you also have to feel out for your person how they are, how it is, you know, how you feel with them and how comfortable you are, and also their level. Because maybe, you know, with your past relationship, there wasn't that much experimentation or communication about sex. And then with this new relationship, he's willing to communicate and you're willing to communicate. So I think it also just depends on your kind of dynamic with your partner.
Right, and it's, you know, and I think one of the fun parts about being with a new partner is that you can try a bunch of trial and error. You know, one night try telling him, you know, put your, do this here, do that there. You know, you guys might discover you love dirty dog together. Or if that doesn't work, then, you know, try something else. Maybe he needs to rev the engines up longer before the main game. Or maybe you can, you know, try toys, get, you know, adventurous. But I think, you know, it's all a journey. It's about, you know, finding your sweet spot. But I think you're right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the important part is, and the important part, I think, just to remember is that make that your goal as opposed to settling for, you know, sex that might be, you know, not doing what you needed to do for you.
Absolutely. So, that's something to think about. Like, I'm all for, like, dirty talk. I know some people really don't, you know, feel like, oh, it's appropriate, oh, that's so dirty, but you have to understand, you, that person, I think, Megan, you hit it right on the head where you said that level of communication, you know that you're going to be with this person. So why not make it, like, and it shouldn't be the same every time. You should just try to make it better and better. That's the key point of, you know, having the relationship. You're in love with this person. You enjoy being with them. Why shouldn't sex be good with this person as well? But it's other factors that get in the way. So, Megan, can you give us some, you know, just kind of, because sometimes, like, with scheduling, everyone's working crazy hours. How do you overcome those distractions of everyday life?
Right, it's especially when you're in a relationship. I feel like there's the first period where you're, you know, you're hot and heavy, and, you know, at the drop of a hat, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then later
so
in
true.
The relationship, you know, it's deeper, and you really have to focus on, you know, making sure your relationship stays sexy. Because I think for women, that's important because we're so mental, you know what I mean? So. And not mental like crazy, but you know what I mean.
No,
mentally stimulated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to, you know, make your bedroom a sexy place. You know, we're tempted to bring our cell phones in and, you know, have a TV in the bedroom. But then going to bed sort of becomes a place where you just, you know, watch TV or tweet before you go to bed. But if you take all that out of the bedroom, then, you know, sort of every time you get in it, you have to find some way to entertain yourself. And so, you know, the bedroom becomes a sexy place. You put in something nice, you come in, and it gives you that, I think, mental pre-stimulation that makes your sex in a relationship better. So what do you ladies think? Do you keep, how's your bedroom set up?
Setup is very important. I still have the setup from Valentine's Day. You know, I'm a romantic. It just kept on giving. That was the gift that kept going. Just the setup, the bed, the structure, and I have little streamers that I put up that said kisses and love, just to keep the flowy atmosphere. So sometimes even changing your bedroom, like the positioning of the bed, can be romantic. It doesn't have to be, like, really dramatic, like, buying all new furniture. It could be like the placement or the sheets, like with colors. Like, you have to really get into this thing. Say if he likes certain colors, say, oh, you know, I have these romantic sheets for you. Like, just it's all about, I did this for you. I'm making a step in this direction so we can get better at this together. We can start this journey together. So.
And, like, silk sheets are kind of cheesy, but they feel amazing. You know,
they
can try, like, yeah, like, don't be afraid to put candles. A visual cues are great, especially for women. You know, when you walk into your bedroom and it's like, uh-oh, you know, this is the place
and
where the magic happens.
And play with the senses, too, the aromatherapy, too. Don't forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's not.
Are you guys into the music, like having a good playlist?
Well, we make our own music, but okay.
I think music sets the mood. I think music is an important factor.
I love
in any
music.
Part of it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, my guy does not. You know what? But it's the sweetest thing because he doesn't like music. He wants the lights on. So that's crazy because he'll stop and reach over and turn
the lights
on. And I'm just
Lord.
Oh, I mean, but then. He's like, I don't want any music on because I like to hear the sound of your breath. in my ear. So I'm like, oh my God, how
that's
can I
romantic.
That?
That is nice.
Yeah, but I'm like, sometimes I would like to hear a little bit of Prince in the background now, you know, because I can live vicariously through that music and do some stuff, because, you know, but okay, but, you know, so.
You guys can compromise.
That is what
one
it is.
Night you have the Prince, the other night you have the breathing.
True. Yeah, right. True. I'm working on that. But, yeah. And then he doesn't like it loud. Like, you know, I kind of like it. It doesn't have to be loud, but I definitely like it so it fills the room. And he wants it at level one. So I don't know. He wants it, like, barely a whisper. So, you know, I kind of gave given up on that. But, you know, there's other things that he likes. And look, I'm one of those, I'm not crazy about having the lights on because I don't want you looking at my facial expressions. And and it's so funny, ladies. Come on. Let's keep it real.
No.
Do you find yourself trying to make sexy faces or you just let it
I'm naturally sexy, what he tells me. I'm just not. Like, I walk in the room and it's seduction and, like, no. You have to set the mood. Like, really, like, when you're in love like that, I want you to understand from the time that I come into this room what I'm feeling. So, yeah, I'll make sexy faces, like, you know. And then he's just like, oh, my goodness, I'm excited. So, I think,
right.
Yeah, facial expression has a lot to do with it. And then it's tone and just, like, I'm all for foreplay. Oh, I've been waiting for this moment and anticipation.
Right.
I've been waiting for this moment all day. I'm so happy that you're here with me at this time. Even if we're, like, sitting in the bed reading, it can be sexy.
Right.
It doesn't have
to
be, like, going, yeah, I'm
That's
like, right. Oh, you know, let me read to you while you sleep. And we have this thing where we put the cell phones away because we're both, you know, always on the phone. Let's spend this time.
Right.
It's just a peaceful place of spending time together with each other in this journey. Whether you can actually breathe with him, let me breathe in your ear because you always breathe in my ear. You know, kind of get into what he likes. That's what I think.
And I think I didn't hear exactly who brought it up, but the idea of setting a scene, like when you walk into a room, like, you know, what's up, like the way you enter the room and even like making the faces for him. I mean, does anybody, like sometimes I like that, you know, like you're sort of putting on a play for him, but sometimes it gets you into it, you know, when you make the face and make, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
does anybody else find that or is it?
No,
definitely.
When I'm, like, in the mood, you're kind of, like, it's mental because you're getting yourself ready and also entertaining him as well. Like, she's really getting in because you change, like, so drastically with your face. Like, I'm here. Hello. You know? So it's, like, you're getting him or, you know, your partner ready. Like, hey, this is for you. And then it's on your face so they can visually see. So they're, like, what's going to happen next? They're intrigued. You have their attention. So that's what you're – and I think facial expressions are great. Use it to your advantage.
Right. All the theater, I think, helps everybody, you know, get there happily. But, you know, what happens also when you're too shy to take control? I think there's also things that you can do. Like I was reading that, you know, I think the statistic said something like 43% of women struggle to reach orgasm when they're having sex with their partner, but women who use lube are 50% more likely to get there. So sometimes, you know, it's just about a little, you know, if you're, because that's kind of confrontation. Like, it's one thing when you're in a relationship that's long-term, but, you know, there's always the new guy, you know, when things are starting out and you're not always confident enough to, like, you know, take control of the room or give them directions. But sometimes it can be as simple as, like, you know, a little bit of lube by the bed, make your sexual experience a lot
better,
and then, you know, give you the confidence to go and take it, you know, to the next level.
Just pick up the lube. Just pick it
up.
See what happens. Like, I was shy for a long time. So I when you're shy, you're really, everything scares you, and you just, you're just nervous. Everything makes you nervous. Just pick it up. He'll do the rest. You know, so I think with a shy girl, you would have to take steps to get out of your ordinary because you're shy and then you have that fear. So just do little things. And I think if that person picks up that you're shy, they'll get the hint. If not, mm-hmm. I'm all for writing a little love letter. You're yeah. shy, you can't say it, so write it down and then pass it to him, and he'll do the rest. What do you ladies
make
think
a tweet
about
during
the
day?
Yeah.
And not a tweet, sorry, a text. Don't tweet it to all your followers.
No, don't. I don't think you want to tweet that.
But, it is
Meg,
hard
when
I get too shy.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, what I also thought was really interesting in the article, since we were talking about, you know, how you decorate your bedroom, was you were saying that a lot of people who live in their bedroom, like for, you know, say you've been together as a couple for a really long time, and it's, you said in the bedroom, if that's where you sleep, or, you know, you're complaining about work or watching TV, it's kind of hard to change that room into the room where you're going to be getting intimate in.
Right.
So what are some good ways to kind of get around that? Like, if that has become your place, if the bedroom has become a place of work or just, you know, lounging area, just kind of doing everything, I guess, but having sex.
I think, you know, you have a couple options. One is to kind of just move out of that space. You know, like if you, so you work from home or, you know, you spend a lot of time after work and, you know, like move the TV to the living room. Like, mm-hmm. do your living stuff in there. It also helps you sleep better. Like, if you mm-hmm. do everything you need to do outside of the bedroom, and, you know, that's a sort of a sacred space, then your brain clicks in. So, yeah, clear the TV out. Keep your laptop in the living room. You know, we kind of in our house have a, you know, once we're in the bed, it's hands off the phone. Because otherwise,
yeah, that
you know,
rules.
We just, yeah. lay next to each other and read our Twitter feeds. So,
no, definitely. I think especially in this day and age, it can be so hard to disconnect because the first thing when you wake up is look at your phone or, you know, watch the news, just kind of getting updates on everything. Sometimes you don't even realize that your bedroom has turned into that kind of space.
And then, you know, I think it's helpful to get bored in there. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have mm-hmm. the TV and you don't have other distractions, like, you guys are going to have to lay there and figure out, you know, what do we
something.
Do now?
I think this is a cool idea, also, Meg. Like, make it simple. Have an indoor picnic or a massage session or meditate together. I thought that was, you know, really romantic. If you're, like, working in a space at your bedroom, like, your mind is thinking that this is work time, and you have to recharge yourself, rethink yourself, that this is a time that we're going to spend together and be romantic or just get into each other. So if you have to put a blanket down, clear everything, it's important that you clear the work stuff out if you're going to use that same space, and make it, like, we're going to have an indoor picnic. And make a basket. Get on the floor, like really, really get into it, and then create a new, like a new room, a new, this is our time together. So in your mind, you're going to transition like, okay, this is our time to like relax. We're having an indoor, and it's not a fantasy. It's like you're making it very romantic. What do you think about that? Like mm-hmm. massaging each other, changing the space. Because some people are limited with space, especially if you live in New York. You know, those apartments are
right.
like,
definitely
limited. So
yeah.
use it to your advantage, but move everything out from work or, you know, what you do in a day. And even if it's kids, toys, whatever, get it out of the room. This is you and your partner's time to focus on each other. And I think once you set the environment and the, you know, the mood, you guys can get in. And, like, you know, the candles, the aromatherapy, throw it all in.
I really
I
like that idea,
yeah.
T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, very nice. Yeah, definitely.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I think you spent so long.
Go ahead, Meg.
We're at a red light again.
You know, that's such a great idea because especially as a woman, I feel like, you know, for a long time I was like, oh, you know, I wish a guy would bring, like, candles or set up a picnic. And then you forget, like, you can do that. Like, you don't have to wait for someone else to create a romantic environment. So I think that's awesome. Like, you can just set your own mood and, you know, take control. It's just another way to, you know, make sure that you're enjoying yourself and, yeah, take control of your sexual experience. That's amazing. I think I might try a picnic myself. That sounds really great.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Now, I do have, who's next? Nicole, you were at the light too, so you go.
Oh, no, I was just going to say when you guys were talking about when Karish was saying that if you live in your bedroom, it may be hard to make it romantic, you know, to get you to that place. But just like what you were talking about earlier, because I pretty much live in my bedroom. But my bedroom is sexy because people, they come into my bedroom and they feel like they're in Africa because I have the safari theme and the ceiling fan. So it really, you really feel like you're in a totally different environment. But I love my bedroom. I live in here a lot. And when my boyfriend comes, we live in here a lot. But we do all the sexy things you talk about. We read. We're on our iPads. We watch a movie together. But if you just want to change the flavor a little bit, I will actually spray his pillow with some kind of fragrance just to freshen up the bed, you know, before he comes. Or, you know, lighting candles and turning the lights off and just having candles flicker definitely changes the mood. And it just, I don't know, it just gives it more of a sexy feel. Now, if we know we're dead-ass tired, it ain't nothing cracking at night, then all the lights can stay on and the TV can be blasting and, you know, whatever. But when I know, or, you know, I a lot of times take control, well, tonight is going down. So, you know, I will change the mood of the room. And he understands what time it is when he comes in. So that's all I wanted to say. So, I don't know how you guys feel about that, if you agree or disagree, but, you know, that was just a reference to moving your space. Because, look, we're old and we're too tired to be migrating to different rooms. So it's got to happen where it's going to happen. Okay, I'm kidding, guys. Everybody's like crickets. Okay. Oh, next.
I think
that's
an important point because it's not always practical to, you know, especially if that's sort of your hub. But yeah, it's all about, you know, the visual cues. Like if you're able to switch that energy, then yeah, there's no reason to throw it all out and start over. I think, it's about finding out what works for you. You know, if the moving the bedroom doesn't work, then, yeah, you know, light the candles, set the mood. You have to just, you know, figure out what works for you, too.
Definitely. Thank you, Meg.
Because
my calls are quiet right now. Come on, where are you guys at? So, Karishma, Tahira, any further comments or questions for Meg? Meg, thank you so much.
No problem. We loved
having you on the show. I'm definitely going to take some of the things that you said, you know, and apply them into my own life and see what happens. Tahira, Karishma, anything you learned today? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we lost them, Meg. I'm so sorry. So anyway, I don't know where they went. So we must be having technical difficulties. But Meg,
hello?
Once again.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
God,
hello?
What happened?
Yeah, I was here.
Oh,
like, I thought I was talking.
Oh, my
but
God.
I guess. I learned a lot. I definitely learned a lot.
I was like, oh my God, where did everybody go? Okay.
I guess we were having a technical difficulty. So, yeah, but. Definitely, we learned a lot. Like, we hope to have you back as well, Meg. I've learned a lot. I think the key thing, like you said, is communication and getting on that roller coaster together and just really, you know, making it work for the two of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me. It was a good dialogue. I think I learned, you know, some things, too. So, yeah. It was
with the picnic.
That's good luck with that picnic,
right?
Meg. We're all going to try that one.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. Did we lose Karishma?
No, can you hear?
I don't know.
Here, sorry. I think something.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties,
on my side as well. Wonderful. That was great, ladies. I think we all definitely, you know, learned a lot tonight. And I think our listeners, if they've been going through some of the similar situations that we talked about, I'm sure they can, you know, hopefully we helped clear their head a little bit, gave them some tips.
Hopefully.
It was great.
Yeah, it was really, really good. That was awesome. I learned some things.
And definitely in
you
tea.
Also taught some things.
Your ideas.
Tea.
You learned something. You taught us something. I was like that.
Yeah, I tried not to teach. I'm actually working on a project. She made a good point because I'm working on this project. I don't want to release the name of the book yet. The Shy Girl Diary. So when she, because I used to be shy, really, really shy, and especially like with sex, like the things that I would never do a show like this, never. Like I would just like write notes or write it down. I was a writer. So I get it when she talks about the shy girl. And that's why it's important that they, even though they're shy, you know, they have needs too. So it's important that, you know, they communicate, but they're the fear of, I don't know, stop them. So I thought those were key points that she, you know, put about the girl that's not so, you know, aggressive to communicate.
No, definitely. Sure. Well, ladies, we're going to go to a quick song by Chris Brown, Sucks You Back to Sleep, and we'll be right back on the Girlfriend Network.
Yay!
I just posted my landing. Wondering if it's the same old understanding. Damn. I knew you got work pretty early. I'd be around by 3:30. Usually you're done by 1. So baby, when I wake you up, just let me ride.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. This is your host, Tahira. Girls, welcome back. Oh, my God, that was so awesome.
That
Very
was
awesome.
Great.
Oh, my goodness. That was really, really good. So I learned a little bit of tips. I gave a little bit of information, too. But,
Yes. Guys,
what do you think about, like, where she was saying that, you know, express it? I'm just scared about the rejection piece. What, 'cause some guys don't like
right.
you know, fast women. Some guys like it, but some guys don't. So what if it is, like, when you make that stance, like, okay, I'm going to need you to step it up in the bedroom tonight. Like, you don't want to come off as being fast. What if they don't take it so well, the news?
I think it definitely comes down to, you know, you being comfortable with that person. So, you know, hopefully by the time that you are getting intimate with them, they know how you are, and you can be, you're able to tell them, like, hey, this is my fast tonight, and I'm showing you and I'm letting you know. And, I mean, I think I'm always sassy from the beginning, so it's not really a surprise to anyone as time goes on when the sass comes forward through and through. But I definitely think it's just, it's always been there. But I definitely think it's just about being comfortable with that person and, you know, being able to let them know, you know, hey, this is what I want, and I really care about you, and we're doing this, but this is how it should be. And I think if they're going to be kind of thrown off by it or, you know, scared by it, then it may cause more problems in the future. You just have to be open and discuss it and maybe come to a compromise.
Compromise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely.
What if you break up because of it? What if you break up?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm playing the devil's advocate. Yes, I had this situation, so that's what I'm saying. Now, the guy really liked the guy. He was cool. He just had me in this light. That, and I'm beautiful and I'm sweet and I get it. But I'm like, we're done with that. We over that. Now we know each other. Let's go. And he was just like, you have another personality? I'm like, no, this is me. What do you mean personality?
Sometimes it's hard for men to understand that there can be, you know, different layers. And you may, you know, you might be shy.
He swore.
Be, you know,
he's like, you like to role play. I'm like, no.
Exactly.
That's crazy because that's like that old saying where men, they want a cook in the kitchen, they want a lady in the street, and they want a whore in the bedroom. So I really tend to believe that all men want you to be a whore in the bedroom. But I think sometimes what happens, T, what you're talking about, men get caught up in their own thoughts. Well, damn, if she's like this for me, how many other guys has she been, you know, has she been like this for? So I don't know if men overthink it. And then they just get crazy within their own thoughts or what, or it may even just be their own insecurities. At the end of the day, T, he just was not ready for you, and he didn't deserve you, obviously. So, end of story. So let him go and be with a prude or whoever, and you're happy in your own skin now, you know, with who you're intimate with. So it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, not everything is for everybody, so.
I definitely agree with you, Nico, and I think that what happens is men tend to have this kind of image in their head, and they think they, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, this is how she's been, so I'm sure, you know, she's not like this. And when you do, you know, kind of say, like, oh, hey, this is what I want, or more vocal about it, they get thrown back because it's not what they were expecting, so they don't know how to react. So their only way to react is, oh, you have two personalities. That's all
right.
The answer they can say, like, oh, I didn't know how to respond to this, so I'm gonna like say it's you, that I didn't expect this. You have a different personality. But of course it's okay. I mean, it's very normal. I'm sure every woman out there has different fantasies or has different ways that they like in the bedroom, but it's not that they have to be so vocal about it every day, all, you know, all over to strangers. It's just to the person that it matters to. So when they do tell them, they can be like, hey, this is how it is. But sometimes, you know, I think men get scared because it's not what they were expecting. You just surprised him and he didn't know how to react.
Right, exactly. Definitely. So, oh, well, you know, what can I say? Tahira is beautiful and she's vocal and she's confident and she's secure. So either you can handle a woman like that or you can't. It's just, you know, that's just it at the end of the day. And like I said, not everything is for everybody. Some men are stuck in themselves and have their own issues, just like some of our women, you know, us as women. So, but it's all good. So,
Definitely, with that being said,
go ahead.
With that being said, I was going to say it was a great show tonight. Next week we're going to have a crazy juicy topic as well. We're going to have Vanessa Wirth on the line with us. She's the author of the book Lies. And we're going to talk about some of the craziest lies we have ever heard. But it's been a lovely night. Thank you so much, ladies, and thanks again to Meg Butler for coming on the show. Till next week, ladies, it's been great. I can't wait to see you then. Good night, listeners. Yes. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Nah, 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 come on.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Canada wants you to fly the better way. So try the better way and fly premium economy to Europe and Asia.
What's the catch? Tiny seats?
Actually, our reclining seats are bigger and more comfortable.
No movies.
We offer over 600 hours on a larger screen.
Typical airplane food?
Our upgraded meal and beverage offering is not typical at all.
Do I get a pillow?
And an amenity kit too.
Ooh, amenities.
Try our intimate premium economy cabin and get $250 off two tickets to Asia. Visit aircanada.com/save250 to book today. Hurry, offer ends December 21st. Conditions apply.